just get whatever you need. Yeah, the coffee's just over there. You're welcome. Ah, so you know my mum? Did she invite you over tonight? Yeah? Well, any friend of hers is always welcome. Are you her co-worker? Yeah, I know there's been quite a few new employees at her work. Oh, you are? That's great. I think I recall her telling me a bit about you. Oh, not much. Just how you have a son of a similar age to me. She's probably told you, but I'm off to college in the summer and she's been a bit concerned for me. So I'm sure you'll be a nice diversion for her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've told her I'm fine, but you know how mums get. More protective and concerned. Anyway, I can go and do my work somewhere else if you just want to wait for her in here. No, you don't have to go. In fact, I'd quite welcome a distraction. You're not a hindrance at all. Of course, I wasn't exactly expecting you here, but it's totally fine. As I mentioned, I could use the company. Is that okay? Yeah? Good. So, how's work? Is working with my mum just as stressful as living with her? Oh, that's great. Yeah, I hadn't realised you two were so close. Oh, yeah, I agree. She is a beautiful person, inside and out. Some people say we look alike. Do you think we look alike? Yeah? So, does that mean you think I'm beautiful, too? Come on, don't be embarrassed. It's a simple question. Sure, it's appropriate. There's nothing creepy about a man complimenting a woman. And besides, it's not as if you're dating my mum. You're just friends. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm lovely, am I? And what's that supposed to mean? I think you can do better than that. Oh, I see. You're not comfortable in the absence of my mum? Fine. Yes, I understand. Just to clarify, all I wanted was an innocent bit of banter. It was you who decided to make it all awkward and weird. Yeah. Anyway, you came in for coffee, right? Here, let me make it for you. Mum always taught me to treat our guests well, even the defiant ones. I'm joking. Yes, that's right. I am off to college at the end of summer. It's my last few weeks at home, so I'm just enjoying it while I can. Yeah, I was studying psychology. I'm a little nervous. Oh, not about the course, more about, you know, boys. I haven't told my mum yet. I don't think she would understand. I know. I come across kind of confident and self-assured. At least with you, anyway. Boys my own age are different, though. They all have their little cliques and talk about girls all the time. I'm just a bit antsy about what they might think of me. Oh, I've made quite the impression on you. Well, thank you. I know I was being a bit of a brat with you before, but like I said, I'm so much more comfortable with older men. You're so much less judgmental and miles better at acting the gentleman. Yeah, you're right. It's a new environment, and I'm sure I'll get accustomed to it. And the boys. I appreciate you giving me a boost, though. Yeah, and I'll let you know if I need anything else. Thank you. Here's your coffee, by the way. I'll just bring it over and pop it next to you on the counter. Is that okay? Just there? Okay. Perfect. Does that taste okay for you? You don't need any more cream? Or maybe to fill me up a bit more? Oh god. No. I meant, would you like me to fill it up a bit more? You know, the coffee in the mug. Never mind. Hey, come on. We both know that was a bad choice of words. It was my mistake. Leave me alone. Well, at least I know a dirty joke doesn't get past you, does it, mister? I knew it. So, because we're already kind of on the subject, you know how you said for me to tell you if there's anything I needed from you? Well, I think I may have just thought of something. It's okay. It's okay. I'm just getting a little closer. Just enough for me to lean on your chest. Relax. I just want to be closer so I can tell you what I want. There we are. See? Now that wasn't so scary, was it? Now, you'll have to look down at me. I'm only small. Good. Hey! Why did you push me away? Oh, please. It was just a kiss. You've never had a spontaneous kiss before? Oh, and again with the "it's not appropriate." We're two adults who just happen to have a mutual friend. I'm pretty sure that's how everyone does it. I know she's my mother, not my friend. But you can't get out of this on a technicality. Okay, you know what? Fine. If you don't want to kiss me, then that's your decision. You're missing out, though. Oh, you can't believe I'm nervous about dealing with college boys? Why is that? Because I'm wearing these tiny little shorts in front of a man I've never met. And because I've shoved my tongue down his throat the first chance I got. Yeah, well, I told you I'm more at ease with older men. And also, it's not as if I had much warning to change out of these shorts. You did just kind of appear in my house. But we both know I wouldn't have changed out of them anyway. Plus, don't think I haven't noticed you looking at them. Not that I blame you. I mean, what guy could resist a cute 18-year-old's ass and knees? Look how tight they are. They don't leave much to the imagination, do they? What? I'm not playing games. I'm stating a fact. Oh, you're such a bad liar, you know. Stop hiding it. I know you pushed me away, and I know you think I'm too forward, but you're loving every minute. I can tell. How? Well, come here and I'll tell you. Oh, it's okay, I'm not going to pounce on you again. Oh, I'm so paranoid. Okay, here, come here. I felt your cold. Hey, don't blame me. You did ask. Correct me if I'm wrong. But isn't that an involuntary sign you guys give when you're turned on? It's perfectly natural. You're pressed up against a young, hot college girl wearing nothing but a tiny shorts. Oh, and look. My nipples are just peeping through my crop top. What coincidence! I am not teasing. Again, just stating facts. But I bet you've heard all the naughty things I get up to from my mum. She always tells on me like that. But I must admit, I do a bit of an adrenaline rush when she mentions it to her guy friends. I like the look they give me when they first walk through the door, knowing that they can't have me. But going home and touching themselves to the thought of me being their slut, that's what you really want, isn't it? Want to know what this hot 18-year-old's body feels like, no matter how hard you try and resist. I'm here, you're there. Give me one reason why we shouldn't have some fun. It can be our secret. Yes, of course I can keep a secret. You're not the only one who could get into trouble for this, you know. See? Doesn't that feel so right? Oh, you're such a strong, passionate kiss. Oh, I've teased you just a bit too much, haven't I? Squeeze your hands around my waist. I love it when you pull me in like that. Oh, I know we shouldn't be doing this. Oh, but aren't you glad we... Hey, what do you do? Oh, you're bending me over the counter. just look incredible from that angle there, right? Every inch of it is all yours. Oh, your fingers feel so good. Just tracing up my soft skin like that. Oh, getting your comeuppance on the teasing front, I see. I know, you're making me shiver, it tickles. Oh my god, you can't just tear my clothes like that. Oh, well, there go my favourite shorts. Of course I do my panties. Come on, you know I'm not the type of girl to deny you access with unnecessary layers. So, now you've taken it upon yourself to rid me of my attire, what do you think? Is my sweet little pussy just as perfect as you imagined? It's so pink and tight, the ideal toy to milk your big, thick cock. Oh, let me feel it. I don't want to wait any longer. Oh, look at the mess I made already. Oh, just fuck me. Yeah. Oh, there's that sound I love. Throw your belt and pants on the floor. Yeah, we can get them later. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're so much bigger than I imagined. Oh, it's okay. It's okay, I can take it. Just please don't pull out. I just feel my pussy. Every time, oh, you push another inch inside me. Oh, nobody's ever stretched me like this before. Oh my god. Oh, no, it feels so good. I'm just not used to it. Oh, you're going to ruin me. Every man who comes after you now, though. I hope you know that. Oh, do you like watching my ass bounce? Oh, with every thrust. Oh, Daddy, you're so naughty. Just wrap my legs around your waist. Oh, like this. Oh god, that desire in your eyes. Oh, it drives me crazy. Oh, fuck me as hard as you need to, Daddy. Oh, yeah, my little cock talked you into doing that. Of course, I loved it. You were amazing. Oh, it felt so good. Oh, come on. Let's recover on the couch. Oh. You old man, a gentleman. Thank you. Oh, well, I certainly didn't expect to be carried naked by you today. It's okay. Look, my sweatshirt is underneath, so your cum doesn't drip out of me onto Mum's couch. Oh, it's fine. It's due a wash anyway. Plus, it means I can be reminded of you every time I wear it. Oh, shuffle closer. We can keep each other warm. Is true. We are definitely still hot after our fun in the kitchen, but it is January. We'll catch a chill fairly quickly. So, snuggle up. Oh, you really suit that famous afterglow. Your cheeks are so flushed and radiant. Mine are too. I guess we can both be considered satisfied. Then it's okay. Mum isn't due back until 4. We have plenty of time.